For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. The University of Missouri says two students have been expelled and three others suspended for violating rules meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus. A news release says the sanctions were necessary because of flagrant violations of rules and regulations that require students who test positive for the coronavirus to isolate themselves and comply with social distancing requirements. More than 1,300 of the university's students have been infected. All told, 470 students have been called to the university's Office of Student Conduct and Accountability for possible violations of coronavirus policies. 11 student organizations are under investigation. Students in the Columbia Public School District could eventually be returning to school in four different phases. The Missourian reports that Superintendent Peter Stiepelman presented a plan for phasing students into in-person, hybrid learning to the school board yesterday, though the district will remain completely online until COVID-19 numbers in the community improve. In the first phase of the proposed plan, pre-kindergartners and first graders, along with students that have individual education plans, would be phased into in-person learning. The second phase would include second and third graders. The next phase would include fourth and fifth graders. And the last phase would include middle school and high school students. Execution of the plan depends on staffing, positivity rates, and overall case rates, among other measurements of coronavirus cases. The district will also be keeping track of positivity rates at the University of Missouri, since many students live off campus. Missouri's Education Department will present state lawmakers with a budget that includes an $8.5 million increase in core funding. The state school board approved a budget today that meets the formula the state uses to issue per-pupil aid to school districts. Deputy Education Commissioner Carrie Monsees says state revenue is better than expected, but next year is expected to be a difficult budget year.
Based on those instructions, we are presenting a fairly lean budget proposal, to say the least, today.
The department's budget also asks for increases in early childhood special education funding and more money for a program that encourages high school students to become teachers. Missouri Governor Mike Parson cut about $250 million from K-12 education funding in the spring to reduce spending during the pandemic. One of six Black Lives Matter street murals in Kansas City has been vandalized. Now, the artists behind the mural are hoping the vandalism can be incorporated into it as part of the art. The vandalism to the mural at the intersection of Northwest Briarcliff Parkway and North Mulberry Drive was discovered Monday. The words Black Lives Matter painted on the road are now marred by black tire marks and white paint streaked over the words. The mural is one of six painted across Kansas City streets. The mural's lead artist, Harold Smith, tells the Kansas City Star he hopes the vandalism can be turned into part of the art, showing that love wins over hate. I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.